The following programming is sponsored by End Time Harvest Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. WWDB 860 on your radio dial. This is Mother Judy Hines, and this is your kingdom assignment. I'm here this morning with a word from the Lord, and that word is, do not be weary in well-doing. Don't let yourself get wore out by the enemy. The enemy has come to wear the saints out during this time that we are facing crisis in the world and that we are facing a viral enemy. But I want you to know that God has already given us the victory. We are more than overcomers this morning. So this morning, we're simply talking about encouraging yourself. Many times we look for others to pat us on the back, to give us a lifting word, to comfort us, to console us. But this morning, you're going to play a major role in your own dream, in your own vision, and you're going to encourage yourself. I was talking about this on the Sweet Inspiration line this morning because David had found himself in the midst of adversity. Adversity is something that you cannot run from. Adversity is something that finds you. Adversity also makes you and cultivates us into the believer that God is calling us to be. And so this morning, I want you to know that trouble that you have been facing, that trouble that you have found yourself in, it will not last. This too shall pass. But in the midst of it, learn how to dance in the fire. Learn how to glorify God in the fire. And you're going to be able to see the hand of God move on your behalf. This is a journey, folks. This is a journey. And as I'm thinking about the journey, we are also involved in a 40-day journey called STEP, seeking the eternal presence. We are relentlessly seeking the eternal presence of God because we have found that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. That in the presence of God, when you're praising, when you're worshiping, you're going to find help and strength for the journey, folks, in the very presence of God. But this morning, we are talking about encouraging yourself because the enemy wants you to be discouraged this morning. He wants you to be discouraged. He wants you to be in a state of despair, a state of despondency, a state of depression, all of the things that God has translated us from, all of the things God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the marvelous light. And as you are in your kingdom assignment, you're going to have to guard yourself this morning and every other morning against being weary in well-doing. You're doing a great work. You're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing a kingdom assignment, and the enemy has come to thwart the plans. The enemy has come to cause you to feel a disappointment. But this morning, we are receiving our strength from the Lord. David had to encourage himself because he had what I call a zigzag experience. What is a zigzag experience? It's when you come home and you find your home has been broken into. Everything has been taken, including your wives and your children. Nothing is left, and they burnt the house to the ground. See, the enemy doesn't play fair, and he has waged a war on the saints. But I want you to know that not only has God waged a war on the devil's war. He has already won it for us. The enemy is a defeated foe. If you can just remember that, keep that in your mind, that God is doing something great and something wonderful on your behalf, even in the midst of adversity. And let me tell you something, those of you who are listening this morning, adversity is going to bless you. That very thing that the enemy meant for bad, God is going to use it for the good. And not only is it going to bless you or benefit you, but it's going to bring God great glory. It's going to bring God great glory. And so I wish that I could say that on your kingdom assignment that you're not going to have any trouble, you're not going to have any adversity. But that wouldn't be the truth, folks, because along this way, life has a way of dealing out some different cards all the time, some different bumps in the road. But I'm here to tell you, be steadfast, unmovable. Do not let these things shake you. Do not let those things move you, because God is in control. He is in control. He gave the assignment that you have originated with him and will end with him. He's calculated in every fine detail. Everything that you will encounter along the way, he's already factored it in, folks. And he still established that you are the victor, that you are not the victim, but you are the victor. So on this morning, encourage yourself, folks. Encourage yourself and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Yes, strengthen yourself in the Lord. And when you do this, you're going to find your faith is going to soar. You're going to find that your muscles of faith are going to increase. And when your muscles of faith, oh, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Remember now, there's a story in the Bible of the blind man sitting on the side of the road, and he heard that Jesus was coming by. This is called hearing faith, hearing faith. And then he began to get loud, and he was trying to get Jesus' attention. And the folk told him to pipe down, to get quiet. And making too much noise. You know what mother is saying this morning. Well, that's called aggressive faith, because he didn't let that deter him. He didn't let that disappoint him. He did not let that stop him from calling on the name of Jesus, for calling out to Jesus. And so this morning, we are determined that we're not going to let anything and anybody come between us and our kingdom assignment, that we are going all the way, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what the devil is doing. God has intervened in the affairs of men. God has intervened on your behalf. God has sent an angel on assignment. When you are on a kingdom assignment, God is the one that gives you the strength, gives you the faith and the favor. Oh yes, unlimited access is what it's called, folks. When you're on this kingdom assignment, God has assigned to you unlimited favor and blessings. Oh, hallelujah. And so on this Monday morning, you be encouraged, because you are the righteousness of God. And don't you forget it. You are the righteousness of God, which simply means that you are going to accomplish everything that God said you can accomplish, that you're going to have what God says you're going to have, and that you're going to go everywhere that God has said that you're going to go. Again, your kingdom assignment originated with God and is going to end with God. And if the end of a thing is not good, then it's simply not the end. I'll say that again. We got that from the late Jesse Williams when we was out in Tulsa many years ago. If the end of a thing is not good, then it simply is not the end. And so this morning, here on your kingdom assignment, it is not the end. It looks bad. It feels bad. You don't want to go through it, but I want you to know that if you go through it, you're going to be able to help somebody. See, you can't help people when you haven't been through anything. And so God is going to take you through it for your testimony, the testimony and overcoming testimony, because he's made you an overcomer, not just an overcomer, but he's made you more than an overcomer, made you more than an overcomer. So we want you to make the adjustment this morning. Make the adjustment in your mental attitude. Make the adjustment in your posture. Make the adjustment so that you will experience the advancement on your day-to-day kingdom assignment. God is up to something where you are concerned. God is moving by his spirit and by his power. He has not forgotten you, and he has not changed his mind concerning you. God has chosen you, and he did not make a mistake. He has invested in you. He has invested in you. You are quality in the kingdom, and you come behind nobody. Encourage yourself on this morning. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Be strengthened in the power of his might. Be strengthened in the power of his word. Be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be strengthened in Jesus, because we are an extension of the Jesus Christ ministry. You have his power. You have his favor. You have his power and his favor. You are a part of his resurrection culture. The resurrection culture is a culture of power and victory. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, you're getting up from there this morning. You're not going to sit there in that state of stupor and sit there in that state of despair, but you're going to get up and you're going to shake that thing off this morning, and you're going to arise, and you're going to go over that wall. You shall conquer, and you shall go over that wall. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And if we have anything else to say to encourage you this morning, it would be learn how to dance in the fire. Learn how to glorify God in the fire. On your kingdom assignment, you will have trials. You will have trouble. You will have adversity. But this is what makes you. This is what develops you. And this too shall pass. It shall not last always. Listen, my friends, this morning, it's been wonderful hanging out with you on this morning. Thank you so much for joining us every Monday at 7:30 right here on WWDB 860 on your radio dial. Listen, have a blessed week. Be encouraged. Don't forget now, the word of the Lord is a high tower. The word of God will stabilize you, will secure you, and will keep you, and will encourage you. Stay up in the word of God. You're going to see the hand of God bring the powerful manifestation. You're going to see the promises. You're going to see prophecy fulfilled concerning you. And you're going to see yourself moving to your next predestinated place in him as you are on your kingdom assignment. Listen, listen, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on motherjudyhines@gmail.com or motherjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30.
Wow, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. We're getting ready to bring on the next speaker, and we're doing that now.
I'm your host, Terrence Ellison. This is TKE Ministries, and the broadcast is called The Voice of Prophecy. Hey, we thank God for being able to come on this morning. We thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we're here to come and give you a word in due season, and we thank the Lord for you listening and tuning in to us. We just want to let you know that you can check us out on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is called TKE Ministries. Would you go there and visit our Facebook page and like us and follow us? We really would appreciate it. And if you'd like to contact our ministry, our phone number is 267-470-1447. Or you can email us at tkeministries@gmail.com. tkeministries@gmail.com. So I wanted to give you that information in the very beginning so we don't, lose time and lose track of time and not be able to let you know how you can reach out to us. And we would appreciate it if you would tune in and hear us. We come on on social media during the week, and you can check your Facebook page and YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, TKE Ministries. That's our YouTube channel. You can go there and see some of a few of our broadcasts. And we come out, come on live during the week. And we want you to be able to tune in and listen to us. And we thank God for you checking us out this particular morning. Hey, there is a word that we have for you this morning. We want to encourage you this morning and build your faith and solve every one of your doubts. We just thank and praise God for you tuning in. And we just have a simple word for you today, and we want to let you know that that God is with you. Matter of fact, it's called Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God is with us. And one of the things that sometimes we can forget is that God is with you, that God doesn't never leave you. The one thing that we can take to the bank and to really understand about the nature of God is that he loves us and he cares about us and that he is with us, that he wants to come and spend time with us. The only reason why we don't experience him is because we don't invite him in. And I'm here to let you know that God is with you this morning, that God has not left you, that you can't do anything to push him away outside of, watch this, not believing him. If you believe in him, I'm telling you, he'll stay with you. If you will believe in him, he will stay with you. The Bible says that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, that he hears them. And I want you to know that God is with you, that God cares about you, that he loves you, and that he is with you. When Jesus came to the earth, the matter of fact, the prophets had prophesied Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. And when Jesus came to the earth, it was a sign that the Lord letting us know that he was with us and he never left us. He never left us. He never abandoned us. He never kicked us to the side. He is with you. He's with you. He's with me. God is with you. You need to understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you've encountered, that God is with you. Many times when we're going through a circumstance or going through a situation, we're going through a tumultuous situation, we will forget that God said, I will be with you. That I will be with you even in the times when it gets rough. We'll forget that. We'll forget that God is with us. It's interesting that sometimes people will reach out to me and so forth and say, Pastor, will you pray for me? And I said, most definitely I will pray for you. But also I want them to know that I don't mind praying for you. I will get in agreement with you. But however, for you to realize and remember that God is with you, that you can pray for yourself, that you can pray for yourself, because God is with you. You see, when God is with you, let me explain something to you. There is no weapon that can form against you. When God is with you, didn't say that you might not fall into situations and troubles and issues, but guess what? If you can remember that God is with you, that he will, bless God, help to bring you out of that situation. When God is with you, even when the enemy comes in I want you to know that God will lift up a standard before him, and you need to recognize that God is with you. Beloved, I want you to know something today, that God is with you. God is with us, even in our darkest times. Even in our darkest moments, God doesn't leave. He isn't a fair-weather friend. Matter of fact, he's faithful, because he will stay with you in the midst of trouble, in the midst of turmoil. God is with you. And you need to recognize this morning that I'm here to tell you, glory to God, I'm here to let you know that God is with us. That you say, Pastor, God is with us even in the midst of all this upheaval and division and all of this pandemic and people losing their jobs and finding out that they are losing their homes. Yes, he's with us. God is with us. He never stopped leaving. He never stopped leaving us and pushing us to the side, that he is with us. You know, beloved, the Bible says, it says, seek me while I may be found. Seek me while I may be found. It's so important, beloved, that let's not wait until a moment where it seems like you can't find him. In other words, what I'm encouraging you to do is that don't give up on him or think that the Lord has abandoned you and that he's not with you. Don't you think that God said, oh, I've forgotten you. You're not important. No, 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 beloved. I want you to know that he's with you. He's never left you. And he's waiting for you to call on him. He's waiting for you to reach out to him. When we reach out to God, he will reach back, because he wants to show you how much he loves you. He wants to show you that he doesn't abandon those that call on him. And here's the thing about our God. He loves us so much that the Bible says he will allow the sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust. See, because God is with you. I'm reminded of when Jesus was on the cross. And when he was on the cross, there were two other men on both of his sides. And the one man who says to him, Lord, remember me when you get into paradise. And the other man seemingly reject him. And why I want you to look at that story and understand that is that in the middle of this man's crisis, that he knew he was wrong in what he did. He knew he needed to be punished. And he reached out for mercy and noticed that Jesus didn't reject him. Jesus didn't say, you were so bad, you made such horrible mistakes that I'm going to forget you. You know what he says? I will remember you in paradise. See, because that is the sign of a faithful and loving Lord, that he loves us so much that even at a moment when it seems like all is lost, even when we've made the mistake, he said, I'm still with you. And once you call out to me, I will grab a hold of you and I will walk with you. Beloved, I'm here to tell you that God is with you. God hasn't left you even in your failures, even in your mistakes. He's still with you. Even when you have blown it, he's still with you. All you have to do is call on him. That's it. Call on him. Mm-hmm. Call on him. You know what I realize? how many people allow their pride, their ego, sometimes their guilt and their shame not to call on them. It's like, I've done too much. He's not with me. No, you haven't. You haven't done anything where he says, I'm going to no longer deal with you. I'm going to cast you out. Matter of fact, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You need to understand today, beloved, that God is with you. He'll never leave you. He won't forsake you. You just have to understand, you think that what you did is so terrible, so horrible, that he won't answer you. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing you've done, even when you have done wrong, that he'll leave you. Even when you have made the error, even when you have committed even a crime, God doesn't leave you. The thief on the cross said to the Lord, will you remember me? And Jesus said, yes, I will. See, because he never left. He never left you, even though maybe you may have left him. He stayed by your side, waiting for you to cry out. Because Emmanuel, God is with you. Hey, beloved, we thank God we're out of time. We want to let you know, hey, that you have a tremendous blessed week. Tune in next Monday at 7:45 for the Voice of Prophecy with your host, Terrence Ellison. Hey, check us out on Facebook and YouTube, TKE Ministries. Give us a call at 267-470-1447. Hey, we hope to hear from you, and we thank God for you. God bless. See you next week.
Well, there you have it. That's been the word for today. Govern yourselves accordingly. Everything that you've heard in your hearing has been just for you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week at the same time, same station. God bless you.